Vanuatu officials are coming under pressure over the country's lucrative citizenship for sale system. The parliamentary opposition has been putting the government to task over how citizenship is being granted and to whom. As well, an international tax and immigration expert has warned that Vanuatu's honorary citizenship, which has sold prolifically in recent years, is a ticking time bomb. Johnny Blades has more.
The COVID-19 pandemic has caused an increase in citizenship sales generally around the world. As of mid-August, Vanuatu had earned around $84.6 million in revenue from citizenship sales in 2020, a lone source of economic success in a cyclone-hit year of fiscal strain. But the Director of Passport and Immigration, Jeffrey Markson, denied media reports in Europe that Vanuatu's been selling passports to foreigners who want to flee to a COVID-free country.
We have this citizenship program that is currently going on, that is bringing in revenue, and people who wish to apply for a citizenship, they have to buy for that citizenship. And then one of the benefits of the citizenship is the passport. But to get a passport, you have to follow the dual processes in place.
The system of selling what's called honorary citizenship in Vanuatu has been in place for several years under the Capital Investment Immigration Plan and more recently the Development Support Plan. One of the agents selling the product recently claimed that it signed a deal with Vanuatu to sell citizenship to 300 stateless people. Opposition leader Ralph Regan-Vanu says he's concerned that international criminals and people stripped of citizenship for nefarious activities could more easily become citizens of Vanuatu. But the chair of Vanuatu's Citizenship Commission, Ronald Warsaw, says there's a robust system in place to ensure applicants are first checked.
There are three to four checks done before an applicant is given citizenship, just to ensure that the people we give them citizenships are not people that have adverse records or would cause problems for our country and for the countries that they go through.
People from mainland China make up the bulk of those who have bought honorary Vanuatu citizenship in recent years, at the average price of around $130,000. However, international tax and immigration expert David L'Esperance warns that since they are not full Vanuatu citizens but still possess a regular passport, the travel documents could be misleading at international borders. He says until a distinction is made in the citizenship scheme, Vanuatu is selling a bad product.
This product will work for travel right up until the moment that Australia or New Zealand or the Schengen states realize, hey, there's a whole bunch of people who are presenting us Vanuatu passports who are not Vanuatu nationals.
Ronald Warsaw says he understands honorary citizenship is not being sold anymore.
As far as I am concerned, we only have the, it existed previously.
While the Vanuatu Investment Migration Bureau says honorary citizenship ended last year, David L'Esperance says there is no legislation yet to back this up, nor to address the issue of previously minted honorary citizens who hold regular passports.
Nowhere in the legislation is there, for example, it says, you know, in this clause, we remove the term honorary. In this clause, we, you know, this is what we're dealing. Persons who previously obtained this status under Section 1 will, from this port, from the point, you know, we will make them citizens retroactively to the point that they were granted the previous. None of that is there. It just has never been introduced.
The Deputy Prime Minister, Ismail Kalsiko, admits the situation is problematic, but says it will change soon as the government has come up with a way out to protect the integrity of the green passport of Vanuatu.
My team have drawn up policy papers to deal with this issue in the form of a new passport that takes care of persons with honorary status, per people who are here on economic or investment purposes to be afforded a categorization of passport. So it's a sort of an economic passport, different in color. It's just going to be a yellow passport and not the green one. It clears up issues of integrity and sanctity.
While he says a new category of passport is being created, the Citizenship Commission is under fire for another citizenship category, naturalisation. The State Law Office this month advised that the granting of naturalised citizenship to three foreigners had been illegal. Ralph Reganvanu is demanding answers.
We are aware that a number of individuals who have not satisfied the requirement of 10 years continuous residence in Vanuatu have now obtained citizenship by naturalisation. We are aware that the processes in the Citizenship Commission are not being properly followed, the law is not being followed, and there's a breach of the Constitution with regard to the giving of these citizenships. And it's something we want investigated. We want the government to deal with it, because if they don't, we will deal with it.
While the opposition claims there are 10 people who have been granted naturalised citizenship illegally, Ronald Warzel says he can only confirm two cases, one of which dates to before he took up the role.
I understand the wife got the citizenship last year. The commission sat in May, that's when I just assumed office, and I think we granted the husband citizenship on the basis that the wife got the citizenship. That was through entitlement. We are checking through the files to check whether she's entitled or how she got the citizenship.
Meanwhile, David L'Esperance says that honorary citizenship status is a time bomb for Vanuatu if its international travel document is used in a fraudulent way. He also warns it could mean Ni Vanuatu are refused entry at destinations abroad. Kua Johnny Blades, tēnei.